Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Jesse, it's time to juice those bits.
Oh, thank God.
Juicy bits.
My bits are in need of juicing.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring juicy bits.
Hi, everyone. This is Juicy Bits. If you're new to the show and you don't know what juicy bits are, they're just very short versions of our normal episodes where we react to the news in a much more dynamic way.
Yeah, so our normal episodes are typically historical and our juicy bits are like, oh shit, this just happened. Let's tell Jesse about it and see if he finds it interesting.
And if not, yeah. And also, feel free to suggest us juicy bits.
Oh yeah, send us an email.
If you're like, oh, I want Reese and Jesse to talk about this headline, then we will if you do it and we have time.
Send us an email or send us a speak pipe or just go to Reese's house. He likes that.
Yeah, just turn up at my house and meet the bears.
Yeah. All right, what's the juicy bits? Let's get it on. Do it.
Juicy bits. So, do you ever go on Twitter?
No.
Ever heard of the CBC?
Yes.
Ever heard of Justin Trudeau?
Yeah.
Ever heard of Pierre Poilievre?
Yes.
Ever heard of Elon Musk?
Yes.
This involves all of them.
Okay.
So what happened was...
This involves all of them?
Twitter has been labeling certain broadcast outlets as government-funded. So they labeled the BBC as government-funded.
I mean,
BBC is licensed payer-funded. The government doesn't have any control of the BBC.
Oh,
everyone who owns a TV in the UK pays roughly £200 a year to own that TV. It's a license. And that money then goes to pay for all the BBC's programming.
That's really neat.
But obviously that's... it's changed now because people have multiple screens. So now it's a license to watch all BBC content on devices in that household. Change.
They still have to pay $200 a year.
Yes. That. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's what. But people don't mind. Like people don't mind because you get
right.
British TV's way better.
It's
Canadian
so good,
TV.
Man. It's so
way better than
it's
Canadian.
Way
TV.
Better than every TV out there. It's incredible. The BBC is incredible.
So it's good value for. And also they sell any. The BBC can sell that content abroad, so they actually make money.
Nice.
By selling nice. Like Doctor Who.
But the CBC is. Government.
It is like government funded, but
sure.
Trudeau doesn't have direct control. It is government funded.
Right. Yeah.
It's overseen differently. So, but a lot of the time people are saying it's being used to discredit kind of news outlets. The whole kind of like Poilievre saying, oh, the CBC is controlled by the Liberal Party right now because he's not in power. To right. say it's government funded means, oh, you shouldn't trust this. It's Trudeau's news.
Right.
When he's in power, then I don't know. I don't think he's thought that far ahead.
Right. Yeah. If CBC wanted to reach out and do an interview for him with him when he's in power, would he say no?
He's like, but you're government funded. Bear in mind, though, as well, he spent his whole life in politics, so he's government funded
right.
his entire life.
Ah, that's funny.
So, but he what he was doing, Polyev was like on Twitter prodding Elon, going, yeah, Elon. You know, when you get like a bully in school and there's like a little guy who just tries to get a bully to do mean
things. What was he saying to him?
You should label the CBC as government funded too. And Elon was like, all right.
Oh, fuck.
So, look, Justin just went in the bathrooms. Let's go and give him a wedgie.
So what, Elon responded?
He did. They labeled CBC as government funded.
It is government funded, though.
It is government
funded. It's not a lie.
But it's being used as they're using it in a derogatory way, as if to say, to Polyev, most people would go, yes, it is government funded. But to Polyev, it's great for his base. Because he's linking the CBC with Trudeau as like a mouthpiece of the Liberal Party. So for him, to his base, it makes sense. Most rational people will go, well, it is government funded.
Right.
But then the CBC then said, oh, we're less than 70% government funded. They generate revenue in other ways. Mm-hmm. So Elon Musk, the pedantic world's richest man with way more time on his hands than he should have, changed it to 69% government funded on their Twitter feed.
Just because... toilet humor is fun?
I guess so. Or just because he's got better things to do. Like right. You said, go and build something crazy with your money.
Right, seriously. You know. Build an Iron Man suit already. For
exactly,
fuck's sake.
Just do it.
Right.
The Tony Stark this reality deserves. He's such a fucking loser. Anyway. And now CBC is leaving Twitter.
Good. Fuck him. Not fuck CBC, fuck Twitter.
No, it's just like, yeah. So, but also, Polyev now is like giggling away because he made the bully punch someone bigger than him.
Right.
And also people are saying, why are you using like leveraging US billionaires to affect politics in Canada and like score these points? And it's very childish.
Well, I mean, look who we're talking about here.
Fundamentally, it's incredibly childish.
Yeah. But that's politics, man.
And I'm sure
that's politics. It's just not about childish. What you do. It's about pointing out what other people do. That's it. It's a giant schoolyard fight of he said this and she said that and he did that. It's just
happy slapping. That's what it is.
Yeah, I've been saying this from the beginning, man. None of this is surprising.
So anyway, it's now kind of like, so the CBC receives $1 billion in taxpayer money.
Jesus, you think they'd make better fucking content?
Yeah, but what they're saying is it's government funded, but it has editorial independence.
Right.
So while it's government funded, it's not government controlled. Is what they're saying.
Right.
But people will read it as,
of course,
you know.
Yeah, certain people will read it as government controlled. There's nothing you can say to convince them otherwise. Yeah. Nothing.
But also now people in Quebec are also pissed off because like that they're, you know, Radio Canada is also government funded. But is also an important part of, you know, that funding is an important part of maintaining French culture and French content. So
yeah, of course
they're kind of like turning on him from that too. And also, you know,
but it's not,
he wants to defund the CBC anyway.
Of course, yeah.
For reasons, because
they wouldn't have him.
You don't need the CBC anymore. You've got 14-year-olds with YouTube channels for Minecraft, according to Polyev, I imagine. So. It's what I find really funny about this is just that it is just like a pointless, stupid thing. But then I think CBC did the right thing by just going, well, fuck it, we just won't be on Twitter anymore.
Right? Yeah, seriously. Like, honestly, Twitter's a giant fucking hate-fueled anger fest for self-absorbed fuck farts. Fuck farts.
It is.
That's a new term.
Wank farts.
Wank stains and fuck farts.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. So I just wanted to talk about that because I thought it was, I found it entertaining at first because it was just watching, it was like watching somebody else have a fight in the street.
With nobody?
But you know, like it's an entertaining fight. No one's actually getting hurt. Right. They're just pulling each other's clothes. It's kind of embarrassing. Someone rubs like, I don't
really
know,
drunk.
Someone rubs ketchup in somebody else's face. And they're just, fuck off. It's kind of like watching a drunk fight where nobody gets hurt.
Right.
And just to stand there, and I found it entertaining on that level, whether it'll have any implications for their head. But I guess it's hard, though, because Polyev,
the more he picks on CBC, the less likely they are to be nice to him.
Right.
So yeah. It's kind of like a
nationwide media conglomerate saying, no thanks, Polyev, we're never going to interview you.
You tell us we're the enemy all the time and that we're attacking you. Now, but it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
That's never going to happen, though. If he gets in power, CBC will still interview him.
Yeah. I know, yeah. In a sense, like they've got to be impartial and still treat him with respect as a leader of the opposition. And he's doing that. It's interesting. Where will it go, Jesse?
It'll go the way it's going. Polyev is a child. He's a giant.
He's
green.
The child.
He's the child. He's their child. He's Canada's child. Canada's toddler.
Canada's child.
Polyev is entering his terrible twos right
Canada's
now.
Canada's angry child.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's
right. Funny. CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, is boring.com, patreon.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring, or CanadianPoliticsIsBoring@gmail.com if you want to visit our site, support us, or send us an email.
And if you want to send us your hot take on today's Juicy Bits, you can leave us an anonymous voicemail at speakpipe.com/CanadianPoliticsIsBoring. There you go.
You can also do it on our website, too. There's a little button to leave a voicemail.
Oh,
message.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. I didn't know that. That's neat.
Well, I set it up. You didn't even know.
I didn't.
No.
You constantly marvel me.
I know. Yeah. Mr. Marvel.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Canadian politics is boring, juicy bits.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, dear listener, do you enjoy listening to us ramble incoherently about Canadian politics and history? Boy, do we have a special fucking treat for you. We've got our first ever official live show at a bar.
It's at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street in Halifax on Sunday, May the 26th at 8 p.m. And if you go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, if you look at the banner at the top, it will take you to the tickets so that you can book a ticket and come and spend some quality time. It is going to be a very intimate affair. There are like only about 50 tickets available.
It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to drink a lot. We're going to quiz. Reese is going to quiz me at the end, but he's also going to quiz the audience and see if they know more than I do. And any alcohol you buy, Reese and I, we promise to drink it, no matter how much it is. If you want to hold our hair while we barf in the plants outside of the bar, we'll do that for you.
So go to CanadianPoliticsIsBoring.com, click the banner at the top, and on Sunday, May the 26th, at Two Crows Brewing on Brunswick Street, we will see you there.